today. Father, our situations are different from the left to the right to the center of me this morning. Lots of different things going on in people's lives and their minds. Father, a lot of people's had just a good week. A lot of things have happened, it's been positive. A lot of people's had some tough weeks and things that they wouldn't expect and are all ready for here yet. But Father, this morning, Lord, we've come in here this place. Father, we pray that you take all the distractions away. Father, we'll see, and Father, we'll look and see the direction you'd have us to go, Lord. Father, we know in this time of uncertainty and a lot of things going on in people's life, but Father, you're still good. You're still God, and Father, you're still in control. So this morning, Lord, Father, we pray that you go with us. Stir our hearts. Father, let's get excited about a God this morning that this gave his only son for us, or this made this possible for us here today. Father, be with the ones that are hurting and sick in our congregation are going through this terrible time with this virus. Father, we pray that you strengthen them. Lord, you give them strength to get over and face the things they got to face. And Lord, we just all, from this moment on, we want to turn it all over to you. Father, your will be done in this place this morning. Lord, in your name we pray. Amen. Mr. Reed.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Brother Mayhew, for ushering us into the presence of God this morning. So thankful that he is in our presence. It's good to see you. A lot of faces, Brother Kelly. Good to see you back today. This morning, we're going to be singing hymn number 237, I Stand Amazed in the Presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. Let's all stand as we sing this great old hymn, I Stand Amazed in his presence. Speaks to my heart, but God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How deep the Father's love for us. Isn't it great? Let's sing to him.
Behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until I will not boast in anything, no gifts, no power, no wisdom, but I will boast in Jesus Christ, his death and resurrection. Why should I gain from his reward? I cannot give it.
Hymn number 66, open the eyes of my heart. Let this be our prayer this morning before Brother Maitland comes, that the Holy Spirit will just open our hearts to the word this morning. Brother Maitland comes, open the eyes of my heart.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Lift it up, shining in the light of your glory.
Let's pray to God. Father, what truth in a song. Open our eyes of our heart. Father, I pray this morning, Lord, as we've come in this place today, Father, that we open our eyes to what you want us to see today. Father, I'm reminded more and more every day of who you are in our lives. I'm reminded of the love, the unconditional love that you share with us, that you allow us to have. And Father, I'm aware of the things that I can't even see that you've already been before me, how you go before the situations that I see in this life. Father, you do these things because you love us. Father, you do these things because you care for us. So no matter what I face today, what I've faced the rest of this life while I'm on this earth, I'll never do it alone of being a believer, because you're going to walk with me every step of the way. Father, remind us this morning just how great you are, that you open our eyes to the situations that we don't even see. And Father, give us your eyes to see you in the situations and the circumstances that we're in the midst of at this moment. Some of us in here have had the good week, and Father, we've seen you in the middle of that. Some of us had the difficult week, and we've also seen you in the middle of that. But this morning, Father, we're all just a group of people, Father, wanting to know more about the King and the Lord of Lords. So today, Father, as we open up your scripture, Father, open our eyes. Let the words just jump off the page today, Father, to where we'll know without a shadow of doubt, this is what is for me at this moment. Father, all of us in here, Lord, Father, I can't speak for everybody in here. We don't have it all figured out. We don't know everything we need to know, but we know today that we have a desire to fall more in love with the God that does. So, Father, speak the only way you can to our hearts today. Stir us up, Lord. Father, our world needs to see you. Everywhere we look, there's challenging things going in lifestyles today. So, Father, let us be your hands and feet in this community and across this nation. Father, let us leave this place with confidence and knowing today that no matter what I face, that the King of Kings is on my side. So, Lord, do you just go with us through the moments we have left this morning together. Speak to our hearts today, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen. Oh, amen. Thank you guys for being here. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn to the book of Psalms, chapter 18. Psalms 18. It's just been everybody lives busy weeks, and it just seems like our life gets a little more busy and a little more hectic. Basketball season has started at school, and it seems like you go from busy to like extra busy in a split second of time with everything going on in society today. But listen, I want to talk to you probably for the next couple weeks. Last week, it was just a great time in prayer and singing and worshiping last week. I really enjoyed that. You can't ever go wrong with prayer, amen? Prayer is definitely a thing that you and I need to do. We need to be consistent in our prayer life of seeking the King in the direction that he'd have us to go as human beings and as what we need to do every day. But as I was reading and I was studying, listen, there's lots of things happening in society today. There's lots of things that brought me to kind of this subject of being confident, right? Having confidence and knowing my relationship with Christ. I think that is important in itself, that you need to be confident of who you are in Christ and know that he's going to be with you no matter what you face, and having that confidence to be able to witness and to share Christ's love with other people, being confident and being in that way to be able to do that effectively, but also being kind of facing going into the things unknown, right? Does everybody here know where you're headed? Right? We know as Christians one day we get to spend eternity with Christ, but on the road getting there, do we know what all that looks like? Do we actually know that what we're going to face next week or the next few minutes? It's kind of the unknown, and it's kind of the fact that like that as you go, because listen, life's a lot easier if I know where I'm going, right? That GPS on my vehicle tells me where I'm going. That lady thinks she has it all figured out because she says she knows where I'm going, right? So, but we see the unknown things we face, the things that kind of pop. Who had something pop up this week, kind of out of the blue you wasn't expecting for? Oh, you can raise your hand in church, right? We had some things that kind of wasn't on a radar. You're kind of like, whoa, I just wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared for that. It was kind of the unknown thing. I wasn't ready for that. It's easier to face something when you're ready, right? Whether that's facing something at a doctor's office or work or wherever, it's easier to do when you're ready to do that. This morning in the book of Psalms 18, we're gonna look at a few passages this morning. Some are gonna come on your screen, some are not. Some I'm going to kind of start with this morning. Listen, Psalms 18 is where David, we see David in this passage of Scripture, the Lord delivers him from his enemies, right? I would ask you to raise your hand if you got any enemies this morning, but sure, all y'all are good people, and we don't need to talk about it. None of y'all have any enemies or anybody today. So we can just do away with that part of the service, and we can move on to something else. But this is when David gets delivered. Now, David got delivered many times, was it? David was a man after whose heart? God's own heart. But David had his share of problems and a share of bad decisions. And we can look at David, but we all make bad decisions, so we don't need to spend a lot of time on that. But here's a few things in the Scripture. I'm going to read the first couple verses of chapter 18, then we'll get to the text that we need to get at this morning. It says this in Psalms 18, verse 1. It says, I love you, Lord. And he goes on, he says, my strength. Verse 2, it says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, my deliverer. He says, my God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield in the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. We see by what David says in delivering, and we see what David says quickly this morning. David shows us about five things in verse 2. He says this, he says, God is like a rock, right? He is that cornerstone. He is that rock. When we're going to face the things of the unknown, we got to realize who our rock is and where our foundation. He is the one that's going to, he is that one that kind of sets that up in our lives. Secondly, he says this, and he says, God is like a fortress, right? And by being that, he's a fortress that protects us. And he says another thing. He says, God is, actually, third thing, he says, God is like a shield, right? He shields us from a lot of things, guys, I believe we don't even see. I believe God protects us in ways that we don't even see. He's that shield. And I can think about Ephesians that says, put on the whole armor of God, right? You don't want to go in the battle without being halfway ready to go. So he is that fortress. He is that shield in our life. And another thing is this, God is like, he's kind of watches over us. He's that power that saves us. And he's that person that comes in and saves our life, that we can have that eternal relationship. And also, he goes on and he says, God is a place for safety high above our enemies. And you think about what that means today as you and I face and we go into the unknowns of life, we see that we can face it with confidence of knowing who's going with us. We can face it knowing that what we go through in this life, whether it happens like we think it ought to or happen like we want it to, we can face it with confidence knowing that God's going to be with us no matter how it turns out or what happens. I told him the other day at the funeral home up in Loretta, I told him, I said, guys, it almost feels like I'm on staff around here now because I've been there more and more over the last little bit. And because, listen, we don't know when those things and times are going to happen in our lives. So listen, this morning, let's look at the text of verse 15. I'm going to read 15 through 21. And we're going to talk about six things, and then we'll get you out of here today. But he goes on, and he says, and I'm going to, as you're looking at verse 15, and I'm going to look at verse 3. He says, I call to the Lord. He is worthy of praise. He has been saved from my enemies. In verse 4, he says, the cords of death entangle me. He says, the torrents of destruction overwhelm me. He says, for the cords of grave all around me, and the snares of death confronting me. Verse 6, he says, in my distress, I called upon the Lord. I cried to my God for help. He says, for his temple, he heard my voice and my cry. He came before me. It said unto his ears. Let's look at verse 15, and he goes from here to there, and he says this. In the valley of the seas, I were exposed. The foundation were laid bare. He says, at your rebuke, Lord. He says, at the blast of your breath from your nostrils. He reached down from on high, and he took a hold of me, and he drew me out of the deep waters. He rescued me from the powerful enemy. He says, from my foes who were too strong for me, they confronted me in the day of my disaster. He said, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out of the spacious places. He rescued me because he delighted in me. Verse 20, it says, the Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to my cleanliness of my hands. And he says, he has rewarded me. Verse 21, it says, for I have kept the ways of the Lord. I don't know about you, but if you mark stuff in your Bible, that may be something you want to do, because it says this, it's for I have kept the ways of the Lord. It says, I am not guilty from turning away from my God. So we see this morning six things I want you to see in this passage about being confident and facing the unknown. Listen, the very first thing, guys, is in verses 15 and 16 is this. There is absolutely, positively no water too deep for him to pull you out of. You know, I've shared with you before, I jumped off the big, very high dive at Point Mallard. I climbed up there, and I thought that was a great idea until I got up there. And I looked, and I thought, wow, that's like five stories down, you know. And I was going to back out, but when you try to back out when everybody's on the ladder, not a good idea, right? So you just take off running, and I jump, and I didn't know if I was coming back up. I think I drank half the pool. Why? Because it's very deep water, and I went down. That's kind of what life does to us sometimes, right? When you kind of get in those spots of life, you think, man, I just can't get my breath. Anybody been underwater and like sucked in some of that water? Kind of, you just can't seem to get your breath, and you just kind of paddle hard as you can, right? Trying to get to the top. Why? Because it's deep water, and you think you're in serious trouble. Listen, there's no water too deep that he can't reach down and get us. Now, you think about what that means to you and I as a believer, that water is not too deep. Listen, here's the thing that I think we tend to forget sometimes, that he's just arm lengths away. If you'd admit to me this morning, sometimes you think God's a long way away from you, don't you? If you'd be honest in some of the situations and things you face in this life, you think, my gosh, God, where are you at? I need you right now. I can't seem to get a hold of him. He's like, hey, I'm just right here. We don't ever need to think that he's like a million miles away when he's right there with us all the time. He says, I'll never leave or forsake you, because that means war. He's right there with us. And he tells us in Scripture, he said, I hold you in the palm of my hand. It's not a million miles away. He's right there. And listen, no spot's ever too deep for him to do that. Listen, he can lift us out of these deep things in life. And listen, we get ourselves there, don't we, church? We get ourselves in the deep, muddy murk of things sometimes in our life when we allow ourselves to get down there. And listen, I can see the picture in my life right now of how many times he's pulled me out of that. And I guarantee if you be honest in your life today, you can see that God's probably got a cord on you thinking, how many more times have I got to pull him out of that, right? And you could probably think this morning, think, oh, that's not me, Pastor. I'm good. But I can see it's like, he's like, well, I pulled him out for the 900,999 time today, you know. And before the day's over, we're going to break a million, right? Why? Because it's nothing too deep for him to reach down and grab us and keep pulling us out. And listen, if you haven't noticed, he's a hands-on God, isn't he? Now, all the way through Scripture, you think about what it means pulling people out of these. God's a hands-on God. We've been looking at miracles on Sunday nights where Jesus says he touches people sometimes and they get healed, and sometimes he just speaks word. He's a very hands-on God. How many's thankful for that today, that he's a hands-on God, that he does what he says he's going to do. Amen? Listen, Psalms 144, 7 and 8 says this. I love this passage. It says, reach down. In verse 7, it says, reach down from your hand on high, delivering you and rescue me. For the mighty waters in the hands of the foreigners whose mouths are full of lies. It says, whose right hands are deceitful. Let me tell you something. There's lots of lies and untruths about who God is today going around. If you haven't looked and you haven't been out for very much, you can see that the truth about what this Bible says has been distorted more today than it ever has since I've been a believer. And they've been wrapping this word around and making lies about it. Listen, there's all kind of things going on today. Listen, but church, we need to be truthful to God's word. Don't miss that. And how you live your life and what you pattern your life at, make sure it reflects this word. Make sure you're truthful with what the word says. Listen, the second thing is found in verse 17. His strength will rescue you in the midst of the unknown. I'm going to read just a little bit of verse 17 again. It says this, he rescued me from the powerful enemy. And we think about what that means to you and I. Listen, what we think about the things that you and I go to in this life. We all seem to have some enemies, don't we? Some of us in here may have a few more than others. Right? That's just the way it is. Sometimes we think they're enemies and we think what it is. Whatever that enemy is. Let me tell you what. I'm not talking about people. I'm talking about the sins that you and I commit. That could be one of your enemies in life. Whatever that sin is in your life, it kind of weights you down. It can become an enemy of you. Listen, Satan, a lot of ways, he wants to get in your life like that. He wants to infiltrate you in that way to become that enemy of your life. And listen, it will just kind of start eating away at us. Listen, it doesn't matter what size or what shape an enemy comes through. Listen, you absolutely can't do it on your strength. It doesn't matter how big that situation is, how difficult it is. Listen, in the midst of that, facing that enemy, your strength, listen, church, will not be great enough. I don't care how much physically you go run 7 miles and you work and you get strength of the muscle. Listen, the strength of God, right? He is the strength that's going to be greater than anything you face. In the unknown or not, He's going to be the one that's going to do that. Listen, no matter what stage of life you're at, how long you've been a Christian, how long you've been a believer, you're going to need some rescuing from time to time, ain't you? How many's ever been rescued this morning, right? Good Lord, sing you through that. He rescued you, reached down and pulled you out for a lot of times and gets you back up where you need to be. Listen, Psalms 35:10 says, my whole being is exclaimed, who is like you, Lord, right? Who is like our God? None, right? So we think this morning, and it goes on, and he says, so you rescue the poor from the strong arm for them. He says, the poor and the needy and those who rob them, you rescue them. Listen, church, we try to do so much on our own strength when it's not enough, and even though we think it is. Listen, we may go through something today, and it may be deep, it may be shallow. Listen, but we all will get through. What we're going through now, if believers, if we'll join together, we'll all get through if we'll just rely on the Lord's strength. Man, how many times we try to do it on our own, church, and if we be honest, when we get to the end, we're physically tired, we're mentally tired, we're spiritually tired, we get to the end, we're like, man, I've tried to do this today, I've tried to be this today. Listen, you ever try to do it with God's strength? Like, well, you know, no, rely on Him. Say, listen, today, Lord, I just want to go where you want me to go. I want to be obedient to what you want me to do. I want to face the things I'm going to face today, letting you be God, and let me rely on you. Listen, another thing he shows us in verse 18. Listen, there is support in the midst of the unknown. Listen, we're all going through something. I was messing with a little boy I've got in pre-K that he and I'm not going to name names if we've come on a first name basis. I can tell he's going through a lot, but he's actually pretty comical, really, too. And we're all going through different spots in life. And this week, I got him out of the class, and we were talking, and I said, hey, man, what's going on? I mean, what seems to be the problem? And he said, and he looked at me, he said, where are we going? You know, he's like, he thinks he's going to the office. I don't always times carry him. I've got a little compassionate heart. I usually just kind of walk him around, put him back to class. But he looked at me, he said, where are we going? Because he doesn't like going to the office. He's like, where are we going? I said, what do you want to do? And he just did this. He locked his arm. He said, I just want to sit here and think about what I did. You know, it sounds funny, but there's a lot of truth about that. I looked at him, I said, man, I understand that. But if we would think about what we did, but more than that, if we would think about what he did for us. And you think about what that means, that little boy in pre-K, he did that, and I thought, man, that's great, because listen, if you and I as believers facing the unknown, if we would just think in the midst of that, think about what he did for us. And then that little boy proceeded to tell me, in the middle of that, he said, you're bald. I said, now you're going to the office. I'm going to tell you something, church. We can learn a lot from our little ones. These kids teach us so much. But we don't listen a lot. And you think about what that means in the midst of the unknown. What I'm talking about, disasters and things we face in this life, no matter how big or how little it is, that was big to that little kid because he thought he was going to the office. That was huge to him. Doesn't matter what it is, it will differ from person to person, won't it? A lot of us, none of us have faced the same thing sometimes. We all go through different points in time in our life. Most of us have had times like this that we just kind of felt like we've been beat down and we don't know what's going to happen next, what's going to happen here. Listen, we have the support of our church family and our church body. People come around us, they love on us, and they're there for us. But I'm going to be honest with you this morning. You may not agree with this, but a lot of times family will fail you. Man, as good as our family I got, I love my family. I got great parents. I got a great brother, great sister. I got great family around me. But a lot of times we can't be there all the time. That support system sometimes not there. Even as good as a church body as we got, sometimes we'll let you down. But I'm going to tell you something this morning, church. Without a shadow of doubt, when all the smoke clears, there is one person who absolutely will be there with you in the midst of any disaster, whether big or small. His name is Jesus Christ. His support will always be there. He is one when you call on, no matter what time of day or night, that His love and His support is there. Psalm 16:8 says this. He says, "I will keep my eyes on the Lord." Some people says, "How do you do that?" Listen, you get, first of all, relying on God's strength, you got to keep your eyes on Him. And it says, "Keep your eyes on Him." He says, "With the right hand, I will not be shaken." Psalms 59:16 says this. He says, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning, I will sing of your love." He says, "For you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble." Listen, that's a great psalm to go by each and every day of your lives. Tells us another thing in Psalms 18, verse 19, and he says this, he's our rescue in the midst of the unknown. I'm going to tell you this morning, church, I don't know many people in here, many people I've come in contact with this week that don't need some rescue. I've come in contact with a lot of people this week that has lots of things going on in their lives. And if you sit down and talk to most of them say, "Well, I just don't know what's going to happen next." If you sit down and think about that, in reality is, if you think about your day and how it's going to go, I think about my days. I don't know about you. I get up and I think, "Well, this is going to be a great day." Then in about 15 minutes, it all unravels. Who's with me, right? Well, it started out good for the first 14 minutes, didn't it? But we don't know when those things in life's going to happen like that. We don't know, but we know that we have a great rescuer in the midst of the unknown things we see. Think this morning, church, if you're a believer, how far the Lord has brought you. Man, I thought about that this week as I was reading, I was studying this. Man, I just closed my eyes and I thought about how far God had brought me. How many things He had tucked us through, whether easy or hard or whatever. I can see the things that are doing. I've told you this before, even in the midst of things that's happened in my family's this life this year, in a short period of time, I can still see God at work. I can still see that He's a good God. I can still see that He's a loving God. I can still see that He's a compassionate God in the midst of everything that I face. Listen, and my situation is different from everybody else's. That's the good thing about how good God is, because He knows everybody personally. So we see this morning, as we think about the rescuer in the midst of the unknown. Listen, the possibility is endless if we'll just follow Him. Listen, church, He rescues us because He loves us. How many believe God loves you this morning? And you don't hear anything else I say today, you go out of this place knowing that God loves you. And you go out of this place knowing that God loves you and He died for you. That's the reason why He loves you. So we see this morning, as we think about that, Psalms 37:23 says this. It says, "The Lord makes firm steps the one who delights in Him." Listen, the Lord wants to have a personal relationship, not just one every now and then. Man, He wants to walk with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to be there with you when you're having a good day. He wants to be there with you when you're having a challenging day. He wants to have a personal relationship with you. Listen, church, and we can't get that just by loving on Him and doing things just every now and then. Listen, being a Christian is a 24/7 arrangement. You're like, "Oh, I can't read and study." That's not what I'm saying. Be in awe of who God is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We see this morning another thing is found in verse 20. Listen, this is probably one of the most challenging things I've seen in this passage here. Listen, having clean hands heading into the unknown. Look what verse 20 says again. It says, "The Lord has dealt with me according to my righteousness." Then he goes on and he says, "According to the cleanliness of my hands, He has rewarded me." Listen, being with God and being dealt with by God, it's kind of a challenge. And how many likes being disciplined? Everybody, right? Two hands up, right? Listen, when we think about this, it's a thing about being to God. Listen, we don't like people dealing with our issues, right? We don't want nobody, one thing, we don't want nobody knowing our issues. Second thing is, we don't want nobody dealing with our issues, because we act like we got it all figured out, don't we? And we think about this. Listen, every day of our life, we want people to think that everything is all right. We want to think everybody thinks we got it all figured out. We come to church or we go out to your buddies. How many times, and I've said this before to church, when's the last time you went up to your buddy and your buddy says, "How you doing?" And you're like, "Oh, I'm doing great," right? When's the last time you looked at him and said, I am doing terrible today? When's the last time you were just frankly honest and said, "Listen, my day is not going like I want it to. This has been a rough day. I've had this and this to happen." But no, what do? We do the flip side of that and make them think everything's joyful about our life, don't we? And we think about what it means to having clean hands heading into that. Listen, church, if you would look at your hands, and I'm not going to ask you this morning, if we would really look at our lives, our hands are pretty dirty. If we would really be honest with our lives and look at it, we've got a lot of things in our hands, a lot of things in our lives we need to deal with, but we think we've already dealt with, but really we hadn't, because we've made it acceptable to us to hold on to those things. That's what's happening in society today. People are rationalizing the scripture and making it fit their life, and it becomes acceptable to them. It happens. And you and I are not exempt from that, because we can read that word and we can mull it over and we can start putting words in there and start doing things. We're like, "Oh, it's perfect. It fits my life now. I can live by that." Listen, I don't know of any believer that truly lives by the Bible, reads the scripture sometimes, and don't feel real uncomfortable, because we know our lives are not patterned that. So we think about being our hands. And we think about how clean spiritual our lives are today. Listen, guys, you're going to face the unknown things of life. You need to make sure your life is clean spiritually. You're going to face the things that you're going to have to face in 2020, 2021, or ever how long the Lord leaves you here. Your life is going to have to be clean spiritually. You're going to have to be in love with the King. Somebody says 2021's got to be better. I don't know. 2021 could be harder. I don't know. I can't sit here today and say, "Oh, it's going to get better here in this and time." No, I can tell you it's going to get better one day when we're in the arms of Jesus permanently. He said there's going to be trials and troubles here. He didn't promise us it's going to be all bed of roses and good and all the time. Listen, there's going to be some difficult times here, and a lot of us have faced some extremely difficult times. But listen, you didn't face that alone. And your God went before you. So we think this morning what it means to be able to do that. Listen, there's a reward in faithfulness. Psalm 7:8 says this. It says, let the Lord judge the peoples and vindicate me according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. Listen, all of us are going to stand and be judged one day. Everybody. And the last thing is found in verse 21. It says this. Do not turn away from him in the midst of the unknown. See, this is the one thing that we get to, church, that really gets me this morning. When he says in verse 21, I'm going to read it, then we're going to break down some things. It says, "For I have kept the ways of the Lord. I am not guilty of turning away from my God." Listen, we start out well, don't we? A lot of times we start out well with everything, whether getting involved in church, being a part. We start out really well. We head out, man, we're making great strides. But when it starts getting unknown and we don't know the answer to things, what do we usually want to do? Well, we turn back, don't we? Well, we headed down, we had Fall Creek Falls. It's been a few weeks ago during fall break, and we could see the falls from the top. It was an awesome view. And they said, "Hey, there's a trail that you can walk down to the bottom, and you can get a real good view of that." And we was like, "Oh, yeah, we drove this far. We're walking down there. We're all in." Well, we got about halfway. We're like, "Oh, wow, we got to go back up there, right?" And at one point in time, we talked about it and said, "Well, we just probably turn back now. It won't be as bad, right?" But we walked on a little further, and it made me feel real good, because people were on like canes and walkers. I'm like, "I am not walking, turning around, walking out here now. I'm going on, right? I'm going to be a champ with this. I'm going on regardless what happens." And so we get down to the bottom, and I look up, and I see the beauty of what I'd missed if I'd have turned around. See, too many times in life, church, we go about halfway. We go about half in, and we do it half-heartedly. And we get in the middle of that, and we turn back because, hey, it ain't working. And we miss the beauty of what God wants us to see. Does he love you less? No. He don't love you less. You missed out on the blessings that he wanted you to have. I stood at the bottom of that waterfall, and I thought about if I'd have turned around, all I'd have got to see was the top of it. I wouldn't have got to see the whole thing. Now, you think this morning, what he's saying, what he wants us to do. Listen, not to turn back, to keep going, to keep going ahead. No matter how unknown it is, how hard it is, how easy it is, just keep going. I talk to a lot of pastors in my time. I don't know that anybody that's been a Christian for a long time, there ain't sometimes you just want to throw your hands up. I ain't talked to many believers sometime in their life. I ain't got to a point in time that says, man, I don't know. I'm just fed up. I'm at a point that I just don't know. I don't know what's next. I don't know how I'm going to be able to do what's next. Listen, church, it's easy to turn back. It's harder to go ahead. It's easier to go that way because that's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to make a U-turn with your walk of Christ and head back the other way. Because he knows if you keep going ahead, then that's not good for him. So we think this morning, listen, we never need to turn from the direction God is sending us, even in the midst of the unknown. Listen, being a Christian is not easy. It's challenging, it's hard, it's difficult sometimes, but the reward of our faithfulness to a God who was faithful to us is worth every battle you'll face and everywhere you go. Psalms 37:34 says this, it says, hope in the Lord, and not only hope in the Lord, but keep his way. Not my way, his way. Not my will, his will. He will exalt you and you will inherit the land. It says, when the wicked are destroyed, you will see it. Here's some things I want to challenge you with this morning. Listen, you may be falling, you may be feeling today like you're pretty deep in the water this morning, but it's not too deep for him. You may be feeling like it's hard, but it's not too hard for him. Listen, you and I are cheating ourselves if we're not relying on God's strength. And don't rob yourself of how good God is and we don't rely on him. Listen, you have such a great supporter. He is support. He is so happy. He is so encouraging to our lives when we're headed into the unknown. And you think about the times and how easy it is to go when knowing you got somebody with you, right? Listen, church, we can be confident this morning his rescue power is when we're heading into the unknown. Listen, and another thing is this, keep your life clean, right? Keep our life clean of the sin that so much entangles us. We're going to be affected headed into the unknown. We need to make sure our lives are clean and we're ready to go. Listen is this, don't turn away from the one who will lead you through every step of your life. And I talk about these people a lot, but these people were some of my favorite people at Leoma. Chris and Annette Moore. Neither one of them could see. They were both blind. And I think about Betty and Clarence Smith. I told y'all one time they carried and let them drive, which I told Miss Betty was a terrible idea. But they let them drive. And what I learned by watching these people is they trusted the people that was leading them. And it was amazing watching them, how they would walk. It didn't matter when it got to steps. They would walk up them steps, and they'd be holding on to that shoulder, and Miss Betty would say, steps, and she would step up, and by the feel of what their arm was, she knew that there was a step coming, and they walked right up those steps with not even miss a beat. And they would walk them around the church, and they would carry them in, and they would set them down because they couldn't see anything, but they could sit down just like everybody else. And what amazes me like that, that's what God wants to do to us. He wants to guide us. And listen, church, he wants us to trust him. So in your life today, putting your arm on him and putting full trust in him, listen, to carry you into unknown, the things you can't see, remember who your hand's on. Remember who is leading you, church. It doesn't matter where you go, how many steps it is, how difficult the terrain is, or how difficult it is. Listen, in the midst of the unknown, just grab a hold of him and say, Lord, I'm ready to go. And let him lead your life. Listen, the last thing I have for you this morning is this. Listen, church, we can be confident in going into the unknown because the unknown we face is known to God. We can face it with confidence because it's known to Him. Never think you're going to a place that He hasn't been before you. There's nothing that you'll face today the good Lord hasn't been before you. Listen, church, will you be obedient to Him today? Will you put your hand on His shoulder and say, listen, God, lead me. I'm tired of leading myself. I'm tired of doing it on my own strength. I need to make sure I'm going your direction. I really think Betty and Clarence could have led those two people anywhere, couldn't they, Richard? And they would have followed Him because they trusted Him. Do you trust Him this morning with your life, church? Do you trust Him with everything you got today? Is that your heart today? Say, listen, God, I trust you no matter how hard it gets the rest of 2020. I trust you, Lord. I want you to lead me into the unknowns that I'm going to face in this life, and I know that I'm going to prevail because it's your strength, because I trust you. So, guys, I love you this morning. So let's pray together. Father, we're reminded every day of our lives, Lord. And I think about what you said in Psalms 18, what David said. I love you, Lord, my strength. And I think about what we do as believers every day of our life, how some days are easy, some days are hard. Some days make sense, some don't. Some things happen in our life looks really good, and some things are challenging. But Father, I often wonder in our lives how faithful we say we're faithful to you, we say we trust you, but do we really say, God, here we are. I just want you to guide me. I want to be able to put my hand on your shoulder and you lead me. That's easy to say, but that's hard to do, Lord. But Father, today I pray that in this place, in this moment, in our church this morning, that, Father, we will be totally obedient and trust you. Father, say, listen, I know there's going to be some unknown things that may happen in my life, Lord, but I've got you, Lord, and I'm going to trust in you to navigate me through the areas of my life of the unknown because they're known to you, Lord, because you are the Alpha, the Omega.